Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Relationship Talk. I am your host, Laurie Brooke, and together we will get to take a look at what goes on behind closed doors. Today, we are up for another solo episode, and I wanted to talk to you today about choices. You know those times when we hit that fork in the road and we go, which way do we go? Making decisions and choices and everything that flows from that. So let's get to it. If you find yourself at a point in time where you're like, I don't know what to do, and sometimes you have to make a decision not knowing if it's the right decision to make. I mean, let's face it, that's pretty much called life. We're constantly making decisions, not knowing if we're making the right one. After making that decision, though, there are so many ripple effects that fall out. Whether we can see them straight away or not, it's a completely different story, but nonetheless, they're there. And when we make this choice, there comes a point in time when we have to pretty much just take responsibility for it. So let's look at this in a scenario perspective, right? We've come to this crossroad. We know we need to make a decision about something. We are over which way to go, and then we make the decision. We don't know if it's the right decision or not, but when we did our, you know, weighing up whether it was through a pros and cons list, whether it was mental capacity, whether it was just, you know, this is the one that feels right for me, we've made that decision. Now, after we've made that decision, then what we find is that we start to receive messages, or we run into people, or things pop up, and next thing we're being questioned. It could be as simple as someone saying, hey, I heard da 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 da. Maybe it's a little bit more obvious than that. Maybe it's a, why did you decide to do this? And then maybe it's even more blunt and it's a, I don't think you should have done that. We've all come across points and decisions in our life where we've had people say things like that to us. And that makes us question it. It makes us feel like we've made the wrong decision potentially. It makes us wonder, what did they know that we didn't know? And we start to have this internal dialogue. As I was preparing for this episode, I started to think to myself, you know, what is the definition of a choice, right? So good old Google tells me that choice is an act of choosing between two or more possibilities. Simply put, choosing between good and evil. Consequences, a result or effect, typically one that is unwelcome or unpleasant. And I think that's something that we often mull on, is that we feel like a consequence has to be unpleasant. But there equally can be positive consequences for our choices. And then this was the last phrase that I looked up, because I feel like we have to be prepared to stick by our decisions. And that is personal responsibility. Also called individual responsibility is the belief that human beings choose and control their own actions and destiny. And that's powerful stuff. If you just stop and think about what that means, human beings choose and control their own actions and destiny. We've made that choice. Yes, we might suffer the consequences, but I think suffering is probably the wrong word, because at the end of the day, we have to live through those consequences, and they could be great. They could be great for us in a whole myriad of ways. Yeah, there might be some negative stuff, because there's, you know, there's yin and yang. There's going to be good and bad at the same time. Nothing is ever perfect, but that's okay. But what it comes back to is how we respond and react when we get those messages. Because when people make us feel like we are doing the wrong thing or we've made the wrong decision because it's not something that they would do, it doesn't mean that it's bad for us. We have to be prepared to own it. And it's so easy to fly off the handle when you get a message and jump to conclusions as to why someone's asking you. And maybe they do think you've made the wrong decision. And maybe you feel defensive or you've got some embarrassment because maybe you know it wasn't a great decision to make. But remember this, at the time when you made that decision, you made the best decision you could with the information you had. So cut yourself a break. Just because you made that decision back then, it doesn't mean that you need to stick with that decision now. And if that means changing it, change it. And it's the case in our relationships. Just because we said something doesn't mean that we need to follow through with it. Maybe we go, hang on, you know what? No, I shouldn't have said that. Let's rewind and start again. Let's take another go at this. And the people in your life who matter, they'll support you. Whether they agree with you or not, they're going to support you. But you need to own it. Because the only person you're letting down in all of that, if you're not owning your decisions, is you. It is so easy to put blame, to point the finger, to, deflect that decision onto somebody else. But at the end of the day, the only person you're kidding there is you because you made it. You might not have felt like you had a choice, but you still made it. And you made it with the best information you had at that point in time. And now you've gotten through that situation. You don't have to stick by it. You can make another decision to go a different way. Life isn't about heading in one straight line. Life isn't about making sure that we are taking, we're on a course and we can't deviate from it. That's not reality. So if you're heading down a path that you don't like, then stop it. Make a decision to change it. And it might not be an easy decision to make. It might not be a quick decision either, but that doesn't mean you still can't make the decision. Maybe it's a decision that you're going to start taking some steps towards a different outcome. And they could be tiny steps, which is okay. I was talking to a girlfriend this morning and we were talking about overwhelm and frustration and juggling all the different balls in the air that we do as women. And how do we stop that? And it's by asking for help. It's no badge of honor that we can juggle 1,000 balls at once. Because the minute we drop one of those balls, we tend to be the hardest critics on ourselves. We tend to just shame and ridicule and judge ourselves like there's no tomorrow because we should know better. We should have had this together. But you know what? We're also capable of saying, hey, things are starting to really get to me. Can someone help me? Can someone do something to help me? And articulate what we want. That's what this all comes down to. We have the power to choose to ask for help if we want to. But again, that's a choice we have to make. Anyway, that's it from me. I hope you found this powerful. I hope that it has hit home and resonated with you. Until next week, remember the choice is yours. Make today and every day the very best it can be. And I look forward to seeing you all soon. Bye for now.
And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Relationship Talks. If you can, I would love for you to jump on and leave a review. And whilst you are at it, don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please join me again next week when we get to take a look behind closed doors at someone else's relationship. But until then, I am your host, Laurie Brooke. And remember, the choice is yours, so make today and the week the very best it can be.